Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Have you ever wanted something so much you couldn't stand it? So much that you couldn't eat or sleep until you earned it? Now imagine that thing determined your entire future. If you succeed, you become a superstar in your hometown and far beyond. If you fail, your family remains in a cycle of hardship. That is the story of Latif Blessing, as he tells it himself. He's a midfielder playing in his first season for the New England Revolution. Blessing has come to Foxborough after a five-year stint in Los Angeles that established him as a name to know in Major League Soccer. That goal from a 2019 rivalry match between the Los Angeles Football Club, or LAFC, and the LA Galaxy, a huge moment in a career that began halfway across the world in a village in Ghana.
I have like poor family. My mom and my dad break up when I was young, so my mom was doing everything. It's helping me and my sister. It's doing a lot of stuff for me. So I think I said to myself, you know, I have to make something for mom to be proud, you know. So in Ghana, it's hard for you to get at the top. So only thing you have to do is work extra hard. You know, you have to respect anyone you see on the street, or everyone you see. Because like when I was young, all my friends told me like, hey, you're going to go high. So you got to like train hard and respect anybody. That's what I put on my head, you know. Every time my mom see me, call me, it's like, hey, come home. I was like, no, I'm not going to come home. It's like, when I come home, then I'm a loser, you know. So I'm not going to come home.
When Latif was a teenager, opportunity knocked for the first time. He heard from someone who promised he could help Latif launch a career in soccer.
One man, you know, my mom, he have a team, soccer team in Accra. It's like a city. I'm not from a city, I'm from a village. So he told my mom, hey, I have soccer team, so let your son come and like play the team, you know. I go there and stay with him, you know. I think he's going to give me some maybe good apartment or something to sleep and get like comfortable and like play, you know. Then I go, he didn't give me any room. He let me sleep on the couch every day. I sleep on the couch. Like every morning I wake up, I see my neck was paining me. I was like, it's not good for me, you know, because I have to go to training and my neck, every time I'm complaining, like my neck, but it's still like not doing nothing. He will have to buy me like some bed for me to sleep on it, but he's not doing it. Then I tell my mom, no, I'm not going to stay there, you know. Then he told me like, okay, if you're not going to stay, you can go somewhere, you know. So I tell my mom, I want to go somewhere.
Latif met up with an agent who set him up for a tryout with the club in the country's top professional soccer league, the Ghana Premier League. But the agent warned him that he'd have to get really lucky. Spots on the team were highly competitive and only a few young prospects made the cut.
Before I was going, my mom told me like, hey, come back home. So I go home. Then I pray with my mom. My mom pray for me. It's like, hey, let me pray for you. So my mom pray for me. Then I go. I think my mom is magic. Soon as the coach see me, he's like, hey, I want this guy.
It was a turning point. Latif would have access to better coaching, better training facilities, and he wouldn't have to sleep on a couch anymore.
They told me like, hey, don't go back. Just we have room for you to sleep, and every morning you come to training. I call my mom. It's like, hey, they take me by like, only thing is like, they have the big team, so I want to, like, promote to the big team. I don't want a small team, you know, because they have, like, youth team and they have, like, the senior team. So I told my mom I want to go to the senior team, so I want to prove, like, more. So I think the next day I come to training, I was playing so good. I was scoring goals. It's like, I was every train, I score, like, 4 or 5 goals. Then the coach is like, no, you don't deserve, like, this team. Like, you have to promote you to senior side. I was like, yes, just a day, you know. So even the guys and there, like, everybody's like, no, this guy, don't let him go. Like, just sign him, you know, sign him to the professional league. So everybody was like, oh, everybody was excited. Everybody was happy the way I play, you know. So I was That's why I said to myself, oh, my dream come true, you know. So I think my mom was happy. Everybody, all my friends was happy, you know.
Latif's inner circle was excited. But according to Latif, the coach of the senior team was skeptical. He took one look at this wiry new teenage recruit and thought, this kid isn't ready for prime time.
The coach, he don't want me to give me like playing time because he think like I'm little, you know. Before like I was, even now I get like big. Before I was too skinny. My first year, I didn't get playing time. My second year, I tell the coach, I want to play. So the coach, he believed on me. We start preseason. I was like playing good. Everything was going good. So when we start the season, they have interview with me, radio station. I go. I tell them, I'm going to win MVP and the goal king. So they think like, oh, you're too small. Like, you can't do it. Like, so we start the season. First game, I score 2 goals. So everybody was like, oh. Then my name started like rising, like everybody was mentioning my name. Every time I score goal, they are mentioning my name on radio, everything. So my mom was so excited. My mom is so happy to hear my name on radio and everything. So every game I score goal. Every game. So people like, now it's like, oh, this guy, he said it. Then after the season, so I score 17 goals. I have the goal king.
He had achieved what he'd set out to do. And soon enough, a bigger challenge came calling. In January of 2017, Latif Blessing signed with the American Major League Soccer team, Sporting Kansas City. Then a year later, he joined the newly founded LAFC in Los Angeles via an expansion draft. That's when his career really, really took off. In L.A., Latif's coach was Bob Bradley, the former U.S. men's national team coach. Bradley switched Latif from a forward to a midfielder. He became a consistent contributor at the new position, and in his second season with the team, he started 31 of a total 36 games. In case you didn't know, that's a lot. And off the pitch, life was taking on a new dimension. A friend back home in Ghana had introduced Latif to his wife's sister.
I told her, okay, when I come back to Ghana, I'll see what I can do. I'll come and pick her so that we can go out to see each other, you know. I didn't go, you know, I wasn't interested.
She was not happy, but she agreed to give him another shot.
I told her, like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I was busy like this. Mm-hmm. So, like, now I'll sit down, I was like, let me give her a chance, you know. You don't know who is gonna be good for me, so I give her a chance, we meet, we talk, then I think I introduced her to my mom and everything started, you know. Yeah.
Soon enough they were married, but she lived in Ghana and he lived in Los Angeles.
When my baby was born, I wasn't there, I felt bad. I wasn't there for my wife, like I felt bad. Because, like, when my daughter was born, I told LAFC, like, let me go, you know, to see them. But they didn't allow me to go. Even my baby was born, still, I have to, like, oh, we give you, like, maybe 5 days, go and see them and come back. But still, like, they didn't do it. So I feel bad. Even, like, when I go back off-season, I see my daughter. I was happy to see her, like, you know. Then I start, like, playing with her. Then soon as, like, it get, like, few days, like, I want to come here. My daughter forgot about me.
The subject became a sore spot between Latif and the team.
I told LAFC, hey, now I'm married. I need my wife here. But still, like, they told me, oh, we're going to bring your wife. Then it couldn't happen. So sometimes my mind is like, it's like something you love. That's what I'm saying. It's like something you love, then you don't see it. It's kind of like a little bit in my mind. But I never see my wife for like even 2 months. Every time I see her, like, 1.5 month, you know, I never stay with my wife for long, so it's hard for me, you know. Every time we fight a lot.
Last year, the situation became untenable. LAFC dazzled on the pitch en route to the club's first Major League Soccer Cup, but Latif's playing time dipped. At the end of the season, he left Los Angeles and signed a new contract with the New England Revolution. Now, Latif says he's grateful for the time he spent in L.A., but he is certain that he made the right choice to leave.
L.A. is like, it's good because the fans, everything. I was so happy to be there. Like, the way, like, these guys still love me, it's like, I love it. But it's not like playing time, that's why I live there. Like, because of my family. Every time every time the season get end, I told them like, hey, my family, what you guys are doing about my family? It's like, oh, we're gonna help you. When you come, you're gonna bring your wife. So when I come, no wife, nothing, no family. Then every time we start the season, they forget about me. So my mind is like, you guys don't think about me, you know, like you think about playing, but I don't think about how my family, where is my family? I have like little daughter. My daughter have to feel me, have to know me very good. Like I have to know like this is my dad. So I have to feel like daughter, like I have to feel like dad, this is my dad, you know? That's why, you know, like my daughter never see me, see only mom. That's why you have like mommy love. You have to see daddy love too, you know? So I want that. So I tell them like, only thing I'm leaving LA because of my family.
Right now, family is still a big question mark for Latif. He's working hard to get his wife and daughter visas to come to the United States. But there's no clear timeline as to when he'll see them next. Nonetheless, Latif says he welcomes the change of scenery here in New England.
I'm happy here. Every time I'm on the pitch or something, even sometimes all my teammates like, hey, when you run, you don't, are you not tired running? I was like, no, I'm not tired for running. Like, I want to run the whole day. I can run the whole day on the field, you know? That's my passion. So when people see you, your teammates see you like that, it's like, hey, this guy is good going. Like, let's keep, like, going, you know? Because, like, to win the game, you have to have mentality. You have to win mentality. You have to have a mindset to win the game. If you want to be championship or if you want to be champion, you have to, like, play your hard and best. And I know, like, some games, it's not going to go your way. You know, some games you're gonna go away. If you don't go your way, never give up. You know, still like rising, you know. And then it's like, oh, today is not going my way, so I'm gonna sit down. But no. So I think I bring to this, I tell them like, only thing I have to bring to this team, I have to bring like winning mentality and like focus and work hard. To play soccer is my passion. Then I'm waiting for my family to be here. You will see different Latif.
Blessing through.